Broadcasting Network.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
Welcome to Mile High Liberty Radio. It's Friday. It's July. It's 13th of Friday. In fact, it's that very, very special, scary day. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're live worldwide every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all across Republic Broadcasting Network. You can hear us on the internet, over your radio, over the phone, on Shoutcast, all around the world, talking about solutions, because we like to say we're solutions radio, not bullhorn radio. And although we do get loud and get out there every once in a while and get in people's faces, we really are looking to find solutions. We're looking to find, to get to the other side of fear. That's the thing that we like to say a lot. And it really is about finding everything that we want and getting past that fear that keeps you from reaching out and doing what you got to do. Whether it's not even just what we talk about here a lot about trying to get out and wake people up and things like 9/11 and stuff like that. Just everything. Stage fright, getting up and performing in front of people or speaking in front of people, or just being out in public and being able to talk to people. In business, any other place like that. All of these things apply. They're all solutions that we try to reach for when we're trying to be people to people and try to talk to each other. And really, why we come here for this, of course, is about the sharing the information and about sharing the love and about getting out the truth. And we want you to be prepared, whether it's literally with survival and preparedness or whether it's economic understanding, social issues. Man, we get into music and art and theater. We really run the gamut. It doesn't matter whatever it is. That's why we talk about so much. We throw everything at the wall and hope that something sticks for you, that you come away with something that it's important to you. And we've been doing that pretty well, I think. We're doing a pretty good job of it, and we're happy that you have joined us. And when I talk about we, I talk about all of the people that are backing me, all the people that support me and help me pull this off. You hear me get phone calls from people all around Denver. Well, a lot of those people are people that I know. The people that are calling from around the world, those are people that are calling in there to listen. But a lot of times from here in Denver, like Law, he's going to join us again today. He dropped a big bombshell on us at the end of the show yesterday with about 2 minutes left to go in the show. So I'm going to bring him back for a few minutes here after this first break and find out what that whole deal was about. Because yesterday we were talking about the TSA and he had a little run-in. So we'll clarify that with Law when we get back from this first break. But until then, just keep it in your head. You know, there's one thing that I like to say a lot, and it's that stop and think for a second, just that one more second before you make that post or you say those words or you flip that guy off down the road. And I was thinking to myself today, you know, there's sometimes that a second just isn't enough and that 10 seconds isn't enough, or maybe 60 seconds isn't enough. And that sometimes you just let it go with the first one. Right away, you give it the 1 second, and you're like, nope, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Well, we're working to try to get past that. I just amused myself with that notion earlier today, because sometimes you stop, you think for the second, and then you say, oh, the hell with it. I'm still going to tell the guy he's a jerk, you know. I'm still going to let the guy know that he's full of BS. And sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes I think it's very beneficial to call people on their BS, for sure, no question about it, because there are a lot of people spreading it around. So don't let my caution about the waiting 1 second ever stop you from actually speaking your mind and actually setting someone straight. Maybe take the breath so that you don't do it angrily. We're going to talk to Law Johnston when we get back. He's going to fix that whole bombshell that he dropped on us yesterday and left us hanging with. And Anthony LaRocca is here in the studio with me, going to hang out. We'll be back. Mile High Liberty Radio.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or riba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or riba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
Back to Mile High Liberty Radio. It is Friday, the 13th of July, 2012. Boo! Are you scared? Are you one of those people that's afraid of Friday the 13th? Just the name, the number. There's a whole bunch of stories behind Friday the 13th. As always, if you jump up to MileHighLibertyRadio.com, you can find all of the stuff that we tend to talk about during the show. I have that all worked out perfectly for us now. MileHighLibertyRadio.com, right in the center of the page. If you click on today's date, it'll be red linked. Click on today's date, it'll take you to all the links to stories that we're talking about. And down just around the bottom of the page, I threw this in for fun. I thought it would be interesting to do. It'll talk about Friday the 13th, and I'm not going to really spend any time talking about it. I threw the link up there so that you can look, and it's a Wikipedia link. And, you know, a lot of people have problems with Wikipedia, but I tell you, when it comes to facts of things that aren't particularly important, you can generally find that they're okay up there on Wikipedia. I mean, if you want to talk about like 9/11 and the issues with the 9/11 page up there on Wikipedia, we could talk about that for a long, long time, and false flags and anything against governments and stuff like that. But because it's edited by the people that just go, all of us, anybody that can go up there, you can sign up and be a part of the editing for Wikipedia. So there's plenty of different disinformation, but there's not a lot of point in putting a lot of disinformation out about something like the history of Friday the 13th, so it's realistically an attempt to figure out what Friday the 13th came from and everything, and just off the top, in numerology, the number 12, of course, we all know the number 12. It's considered the number of completeness, and it's reflected in the 12 months of the year, the 12 hours of the clock, the 12 gods of Olympus, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 apostles of Jesus, the 12 successors of Muhammad in the Shia Islam religion, the 12 signs of the zodiac, and so forth, and so on and so on. So, whereas the number 13 follows, and it's considered to be irregular, and so it's incomplete. It messes up the completeness because it actually goes above completeness, right? Completeness stops at 12, apparently. That's the idea in numerology. So 13 is above it, so it's weird. And so that's where some of the superstition comes from. Some people trace it back to what the Knights Templar, and that's been popularized by Dan Brown, and before him, he really took a lot of his work from John J. Robinson from Born in Blood, the Lost Secrets of the Freemasonry from 1989. Well, that story is, of course, on Friday the 13th in October 1307 is when the Knights Templar were all arrested in France and ultimately put to death, and they've been hunted down by Prince Philip, and that's one of the stories behind Friday the 13th. But in modern times, it doesn't show up until about 1907 in the popular novel, The Friday the 13th. Thomas W. Lawson, and all this information, and like I say, is up there. I just thought it'd be kind of fun to share that because everybody's scared. One of the interesting things that I found was that the rate of accidents was up there, and it talks about the Dutch Center for Insurance and Statistics in June of 2008 stated that fewer accidents and reported fire and theft occurred when the 13th of a month falls on a Friday because they're more careful and that more people stay home. And there was some other information about something about upwards of $1 billion lost in business on the day because people are afraid of it. I remember specifically when I was about, oh, God, I couldn't have been more than 10 years old. My grandmother worked for the state. She worked for the employment office here in Denver, Colorado, right in downtown Denver. And I remember her telling me a story about her trying to get a check, a redisbursement check or a difference in a redisbursement check or something like that to one of the clients of the employment office down there. And the check was for $6.66, and they tried over and over and over again to send this check to this lady, and she refused to accept the check because of the number 666. They even tried breaking it up into two checks, a 333, and she still refused them both. So I remember my grandmother telling me about that. So Friday the 13th, that's what it is. Law Johnston, my brother, you dropped a big old bomb on us yesterday with like 2 minutes left in the show. And it had to do with our entire show yesterday, which was about the TSA. And I didn't even necessarily have planned to have you on yesterday. But then you called me up and you're like, hey, we're back and we want to talk about Puff. And oh, yeah, you know, I knew you had some run-ins with the TSA. So I had to get your input. But then at the end of the show yesterday, you wait until 2 seconds. You don't stop me and say, hey, Mike, shut up. Let me get this in. You drop a big old bombshell on us. Reiterate the story for us that you told it, and you got, let's see, right now you got about 6 minutes before we go to a break, so.
Sure. Well, hello, Michael. Good to see you, brother. And,
good to see you.
I've got all the listeners and stuff that maybe didn't hear yesterday. We were talking a lot about the TSA and some of our experiences, and I told him about the time that we had gone to DIA, Denver International Airport, and a relatively attractive girl of ours, you know, was going to fly. She didn't want to be touched, didn't want to be radiated, didn't want to get her 3D image taken. So we had created a notarized limited consent form, and the four or five of us went in. We all had hidden cameras and people covering us from other angles, and we went in and went into line. And, you know, right up there at the place where you put your stuff through the metal detectors, you know, we stopped right there talking with TSA and tried to get them to escort us. We said, we will not submit to your unlawful searches and seizures. She is willing to give you limited consent, such as a wand, the metal detector. If you want a drug dog to smell her, that's fine. But we wanted to be able to escort her and have TSA escort us as her legal witnesses, which we have a right to do, To her gate, because at that time, throughout the nation at different airports, people were being pulled out at random after the security checkpoints while they're on the concourse, and they were being given random aggressive searches. So, you know, we were basically, as you know, we like to find the gray areas, and we like to see, you know, how far can you get away with kind of some of this stuff and stand up for yourself. So we got arrested, just to make the story short. And, you know, it was quite an interesting thing. It happened over a year ago. We still got litigation going in this. A couple people are really taking it serious and really want to take on the TSA. As I was mentioning yesterday, I've been at the Puff Festival, and we had talked about what a great time we had up there. And then we took Luke Radowski from We Are Change rafting, did some cliff jumping. And I had gotten back from that, and lo and behold, of course, waiting for me at home is a couple letters from the Department of Homeland Security, Transportation Woo-hoo! Security Administration.
Wow. And you said something about the Navy, too? What was that?
Yeah, well, it was interesting because it's care of the U.S. Coast Guard Finance Center, OG. Yeah, Christina Way, Chesapeake, Virginia. So, of course, you know, they're trying to extort $2,500 for us, you know. No harm was done. We didn't really cause any problems, you know. They just are like, well, you know, you can't stand up here in line and ask us to, you know, escort you and things. Because they tell you they have provisions for people, you know. You can go to the office and you can get a little form. And, you know, if you're sick, if you're young, if you're elderly, they'll help you through. However, they don't have any provisions for attractive young women who actually have some dignity and really, you know, believe in their rights and the rights to privacy. So there's nothing there for them. So, I mean, you know, we wanted to see what we could do. So, yes, they're basically asking for $2,500. I'll give this to my lawyer. You know, I mean, I really don't feel like I should pay it. We didn't break any laws. No harm was really done.
Well, so it's the TSA that is actually charging you this. It's just a bill that they've sent you, basically. And presumably, if you don't pay it, they're going to send you to collections and all that. It's not an actual legal document signed by any legal authority like a judge.
No.
Nothing like
no,
that.
It's
yeah.
just a bill. It's just a bill.
I've got a couple of letters or a couple of fingers you can send them.
A couple pictures or something, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, they like to keep their presence known in your life, and they don't like anyone standing up trying to go, hey, this is fishy here, and you know what? I don't approve of this, and I'm an American. I'm a person. I have rights. I have sovereignty. You know, I don't approve of this stuff. They do not like that at all, and I mean, some of this, a couple of our guys spent two nights in jail, almost 3 days in jail, and, you know, it was kind of interesting. It's kind of a little torture chamber they've got going there, you know, the way they're set up into these blocks, these two-story blocks with a central area, and everybody is right, you know, right there. Everything's slamming all the time. They slam the doors, and all night long you're trying to sleep, but they have two televisions in the common area on two different stations, playing continually. It's just one night would make you crazy in there. I mean, but it's some of that adventure. We're trying to figure out, you know, what can we do? TSA has no jurisdiction, you know, at the Denver International Airport, you know. So
we just got to do what we always do, what we always suggest, and that's one, know your rights as you go in. When you go up to TSA and you're about to get patted down, just tell them, you know, I know you got to do what you got to do. Don't grab my junk, man. Don't, you know,
right.
Be polite. Treat me like a human being, like you would want somebody to treat your son or daughter, you know. And film and audio cameras. Keep those cameras rolling. Don't ever shut those cameras off. Law, we appreciate you dropping in, brother, and filling us
Definitely,
in on the story. We appreciate it.
Hey, have a great
Thank
day, you.
You
guys. And hey, Anthony, we'll talk to you later, too, my friend.
Later, Law.
Take care.
Thank you, Law. Law Johnston, he's an activist with We Are Change Colorado here in Colorado, wearechangecolorado.org. Tons of video, tons of activism out of these guys. We meet every Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. generally, And right now we're meeting at Hooked on Cold Facts. We'd love to have you come on down and join us, anybody. We're not a political organization. We don't play politics. You might be offended politically by some of the people who are less less sensitive about it. But you're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Audio anomalies. That was interesting, some of the sounds I just got in my headphones. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. We're here live every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all around the world on Republic Broadcasting Network, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. We might talk about some of this stuff or not, but in the middle of the page, click on today's date, the red link, and it'll take you to the page of a bunch of different stories that I found interesting today or that were pointed out to me by others like the We Are Change crew as interesting, and I shared them up there, and we'll talk about some of them. The Friday the 13th thing was up there. There's other interesting stuff. GMO apples are in the news. The Olympics, we've talked a little bit about the UK Olympics, and we'll probably get into that. But right now, I wanted to bring in Anthony LaRocca. He's a friend, also an activist, and a musician, and an artist, and just like all of us are, if you reach out and you do these things and you get to the other side of fear. And it was my pleasure to bring Anthony in here today to talk to us about his activism and about his life and about where he is right now, because it pertains to what we talk to a lot about in the show and about where you kind of find your place and reaching out to other people and waking people other people up and bringing them to truth. And so I welcome Anthony LaRocca to the show. Welcome, Anthony.
Thanks, Michael. Good to be here.
Come on up. Get close to the mic a little bit there.
Okay. Good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you, and like I say, I think you're a perfect fit for what we talk about on the show, because we're just talking about, just in the break, what you're up to in your life. But let's talk about you, just where you come from, and how you got to be here, how you're tied into, how you know Wayne Walton, and how you got involved in Mountain Hours, and all these things that you're up to right now. We'll get to all of these things, but where'd you come from? How'd you get here?
Okay, well, I was born in the Bronx, New York.
Bronx.
Until age 4. Then I moved out to Long Island and lived there till 1985. And from there, graduated high school, went to Florida for college. And actually, that's where I met Wayne Walton. So that's another story.
Yeah, we'll get into that, yeah.
Graduated 1992, and then tried to find a job and couldn't find a job for like 10 years.
No.
Yeah, so it was just like I was questioning the system.
What did you graduate in?
Management Information Systems.
Oh.
Everybody says it's a great degree, and I say it's crap. You know, it's just it's a book with pictures of computers pointing to each other, and it's just like, you know what? I'm paying for this garbage. So anyway, you know, I was unable to find a job for many years, and then I said, you know what, I think I'm going to be an actor. So, you know, in the mid-90s, I started taking steps towards acting, improv.
Nice.
And I started playing guitar right around that time.
Oh, yes, that's right. I said you were a musician, and we know you're a famous musician. Now you've opened for Jordan Page. That's amazing.
That was, yeah.
That was really cool.
Okay, so where are we now?
Well, you're telling us that you're a musician and you learned to play guitar.
Okay, yeah. In the mid-90s, learned to play guitar, and I wanted something more out of life. So I guess I was always seeking. How quickly should we get into?
Well, I mean, you can dive right into it. I mean, you don't have to go over your entire history.
Okay.
You can go ahead and talk about your journey and how you woke up. And
okay.
Yeah, because these are the things that I think people need to hear, because everybody comes to these realizations about the world in their own way, be whatever the realization is. In this case, we're talking about the quote-unquote woke-up person, to the New World Order and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, go ahead. Lay that on us.
Okay. Well, came out to Colorado in 2001, April. So four months after that, boom, that's when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And I just remember being in fear for months or years, just, you know, just not knowing what the heck was going on.
That's a legitimate response to the entire events of 9/11. We've talked about it here, and that it can kind of leave you in a comatose sort of robotic state going about, you know, you have to show up to work, or you have to play the guitar that night, or you have to practice that day, or whatever. You know you have to do those things, but as far as, like, with people and your understanding of the rest of the world, you kind of lose a connection there, and you have to almost bring yourself back to a level of sanity by finding other people that believe what you believe or understand what you understand about 9/11.
Right. For many years, I didn't know the truth behind it, and I used to always make jokes like, oh, George Bush is behind it, you know, just making jokes for like 2 years before I actually found out. You know, and don't get me wrong, I don't think he's the only guy. He's a puppet involved.
It's just another tool.
But in 2006 is when I watched Loose Change, and I watched it by myself. Nobody told me to watch it. So
really?
So I couldn't go back to the person and say, hey, man, I saw it. It was really good.
Oh.
I stumbled upon it.
Yeah.
So I was all by myself for a long time, and I just started telling people, and they're like, well, you know how it goes.
Yeah, you must be crazy.
Yeah, you know.
Wow. No, that's amazing, because that is exactly how we've tried to take this approach with this show. Is that your story right there is exactly what we're talking about every time we're talking about being here. When we're talking about reaching out, when we're talking about waking up, these are the things we're talking about. And we're talking to Anthony LaRocca, and we'll be right back to finish up the story on Mile High Liberty Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock the Truth Hammer and Mountain Hours.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. We're here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Network. And joining with me today here in the studio is Anthony LaRocca. And he is the perfect example of a person who is going through why we are here for this show. He's telling us about how he woke up and how he went through a period of years where of denial, a period of years of loneliness, where he's out there as the only one he knows personally that understands the events of 9/11 as he understands them. He's gone through these periods where we all have, where we've all found ourselves maybe a little too immersed in the facts and the horror of it all, instead of actually trying to make moves to change it and do it, even if it's just in your own life, even, you know, because that's where it's all got to start. It's got to start with the individual. So it's great to have Anthony's individual story about this. And so you were just telling us how in the mid-90s you went off to do the actor thing, and then who was it? You say there was a particular person, and it's somebody that gets talked about a lot in the Liberty Movement that had to do with your awakening to 9/11.
Charlie Sheen. Yeah. Well, back in 2006, I saw a video of him, and he questioned it. So within 5 minutes after him questioning it, I found loose change, and that's when I woke up. So, you know, I guess I could.
He kind of credit Charlie. Well, Charlie Sheen's woken a lot of people up in that respect, at least as far as the 9/11 thing goes. At least brought some people to question it, sure. And he's certainly been, I think, one of the loudest mouthpieces for the truth movement. He's not, I don't know that he necessarily does anyone any favors, including himself, let alone the truth movement, but you see the results. People like yourself are proof that what he has said has gotten into some people. So you woke up, you watched Loose Change, and you found yourself in this period that we kind of all find ourselves in, knowing but not knowing what to do. And you actually, let's bring that up to today, and you kind of find yourself in that position a little bit again. You're a highly talented person, and this is everybody out there. This is all of you. I know you're all going through this because I've gone through this. I know everyone else that I know has gone through this, particularly when you're an emotional person, when you're a good person that likes to love other people and wants everybody to exceed and do the best they can, particularly when they don't go around forcing what they do on you. So Anthony's one of those guys, and you find yourself in that same position looking for a place. And then where did you find your place then? And then we'll jump back to this, where you are now. And which,
Well, I guess right around 2006, 2007, I went to a We Are Change meeting.
Oh, yeah.
And met Rob. I don't know if I met Law, but I met a handful of them, and then I felt relieved. I was like, wow, finally, I know people that know what I know, and I knew a lot more, which was nice. I guess I just showed up September 11, 2008, and we shot a video down there. I shot a video of them. And just, you know, putting images up and, you know, text, you know, Google this, Google that. So I guess that was my first project with them. And then I started to go out, and I was kind of known as the video guy, you know. And that's not necessarily what I am, but, you know, that's the role I was playing. And I haven't done much video over the past few years.
Well, and that brings us to now. Let's talk about now. You've been involved with We Are Change, and like many people in a group like that, you'll come and go, you'll do something, you'll participate for a while, then you'll go back to your own life, you're doing your whatever you got to do, whatever it is, and then you come back in, or you'll want to find your way back in, or you want to look for something new to do, or you want to move on to that next level. And that's what we were talking about, is where you find yourself now, looking for that next level. And that's where we all find ourselves right now. That's what this radio show is about, the message getting out to people worldwide. It's the next step, and we're all trying to find our place in that next step. And for you, what it could be, music, or because you could send out, you're a Liberty guy. Mm-hmm. You want to spread this message with constitutionality, things like competing currencies and hours-based currencies and debt-free currencies. Yeah, you're part of. Well, you met Wayne, right? That's one thing that you recently got involved with. You've been a big help with Wayne. Tell about Wayne. You went to college with him.
Yeah, me and Wayne were in the same fraternity, SIGEP, in the University of South Florida, and he was in the fraternity, and I guess I was pledging. And I just remember as he was a military guy, you know, it was just everything.
Yeah,
every,
right. Strict and by the book.
Strict
and
by the book. He was, you know. He,
all like, about
he,
it.
I think he elected himself as football coach or whatever.
And then, okay.
And then we played Ultimate Frisbee together. And then when I graduated, I pretty much moved. So me and him. Oh, yeah. Then I worked for him for a while building pools. But it wasn't until 3 years ago, so I guess 17 years later, through Facebook, I went down to Florida, and there he was.
Another one of those reasons why I'm always talking about maybe you should consider, possibly. I'm not pushing it on you. I know some of you don't want to, but Facebook, it's up there. It connects you. I've connected with everyone that I went to high school with and everyone that I went to college with. All these, I know all these people again, and I hadn't talked to them like just like this situation 20 years. So 20 years later, you actually have already been through We Are Change. You've been a member of We Are Change. You don't know that Wayne has actually been a member of We Are Change because you've had no contact with him. So you guys come together again when?
About 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And just, I found out he was 9/11 Truth, so it was just like, wow. And then when I found out he lived in Colorado, that's where I live, so it was just like, once I got back here, I was calling him up, and, you know, he was active, he was going down to Occupy, and just, you know, then he came up with the usury thing, and he just couldn't stop talking about it.
Sure, within the last year and a half or so, really he's pounded this thing, and then the Occupy movement and everything came along, and that's where we met each other, that's where I got involved, really, with We Are Change, because that's when I finally decided myself that I needed to go and get involved and actually start doing something, anything, because Occupy was a big wake-up call for some people, and some people like you, some people like me, some people like maybe yourself out there listening, it was an actual wake-up call that, oh, yeah, right, I am supposed to be doing something, aren't I? Not just sitting here Facebooking it or whatever. Yeah, no, that's great that you would come together like that and have those things in common. And then you help him out with the currency a little bit, kind of like promoting it and stuff.
Yeah, he's I'm the sheriff for the Mountain Hours, where I'm the constitutional sheriff,
right,
where
right.
I'm standing up for the people. So basically, the law, natural law states, do no harm. No victim, no crime. So, you know, I'm just...
You're all about that idea.
Yeah, you know, and I just give examples of speeding tickets and, you know, there's no victim, no crime, you know? Drug possession.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's perfect examples, and that's right, because you do present it that way, because that's at the core of the whole Mountain Hours revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole notion of the Hours currency is the idea that these things are natural, that we go by natural law, that we go by natural currency, that we go, because we all have hours, that's the currency, we all have time, we all have the same amount of hours in any given day. That's the theory behind using the hours to trade with and to bargain with out there in the real world. And it was cool this last weekend, you were at Puff.
Yeah.
You wore the sheriff's outfit and were hanging out and talking to people, and you did videos with Adam Kokesh and Luke Radowski and iCannabisRadio.com. Chris Custer was up there as well with us hanging out. What did you think of that whole thing? Puff was, I thought it was really cool.
Well, it was definitely a pick-me-up, just to meet people that are doing something and they're excited about it, from Wayne Walton to Adam Kokesh to Luke Radowski, Joby Weeks. I mean, they're just like, they're happy. They're just happy.
They are happy, aren't they?
Excited.
Sometimes too happy.
You know? You know, and it's just like, you know, I get caught up in fear, you know, sometimes, and it's just like, it's just nice to be around people that, you know, they're facing the fear and put their, you know,
it was literally kind of putting their lives on the line.
That's
sometimes.
What I was gonna say, but I didn't want to say.
Well, it's true, because when you start messing around with the bankers, we're not talking about breaking any laws. There's nothing illegal about any of what we're doing. We're not talking about tax evasion or getting out of debt or anything like that. It's interest avoidance is all it is. It's cutting out the middleman in our money, and there's no reason why we have to have a middleman in our money. But the idea is that once you start messing with the bankers, and we have found this out in many cases. out in many cases that when you cut out this middleman, they come after you. Some people say they came after Lincoln, they came after Kennedy, they've come after a lot of people. And those are guys that are like tied into the system. Imagine us little peons out here that they kind of squash all the time with their wars and getting caught up in their mindless little violence that they're always causing. We ought to look at some of these stories. I put a bunch of stories up on MileHighLibertyRadio.com. If you go right to about the middle of the page, as usual, there'll be a red link to today's date, Friday the 13th, 2012. And you can click on that page. And then from that page, you can see I posted a bunch of links. And these were all stories that were suggested to me or that I found that were kind of interesting. And there's a lot of stuff that we actually have talked about that we brought up while we're running through what we're talking about here with Anthony. That actually is all, it all ties in, of course. I mean, there's a million different things going on in the world, but we were talking earlier. I mentioned about the Olympic Games because we've been following that story here, and you said that you had been following it as well. And what's going on, and I don't know if a lot of you know this or not, but there's a guy out there, and I may pull his name out of my hat, I'm not sure, but he basically went into the G4S, and the G4S is the private security company that's overseeing the Olympic Games in London, and he went in undercover into it, and apparently it's all just kind of crazy. They're not really well organized and they're preparing for huge disaster. And today the big link was, if you get up there on MileHighLibertyRadio.com under today's date, and this is on RT, and again, as always, and I say this, and it's not RT in particular, I say this about all of the websites that I share links from, I'm after information. I don't necessarily endorse any of these. I have all of these things feeding me information on places like Facebook and through email and stuff like that, so that I'm constantly aware of all of this information and what people are talking about inside the Liberty Movement or popularly as on Facebook. And this is from RT.com, and that's the Russian Times, of course, and that's, you know, that's enemy propaganda behind enemy lines. You are in occupied America. This is, I love Russian Times for this example, because, you know, we've all seen the movie Good Morning Vietnam with Robin Williams. Good morning Vietnam! And it's all about the radio that broadcasts all over. Well, that's the Armed Forces radio or whatever. Well, that's military propaganda for the military, and they use it against the enemy as well. Well, RT is kind of like that too. The Russians have their news, and they're getting to people like us behind enemy lines. They're breaking through the media storm that is Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga and all that crap. That's not what they talk about. They find real stories, and so it's really cool. It's real news breaking through enemy lines. So RT.com, 50-50 chance explosives could be sneaked into the London Olympics. And had you seen this story yet, Anthony?
No, not this specific one.
This is really interesting. Because, I mean, come on, 50-50 chance, really? Really? The odds are that just they're going to, it's a coin flip that yeah. Something terroristic is going to happen? Yeah. Explosives, exactly, specifically.
150,000 caskets, I think, have just been mailed to London.
Yep,
also.
That's right. So. The plastic casket liner things and all that. Yeah, all that set up. I did the story yesterday. I don't know if you saw this one or not, but they're looking for 1,300 or more troops. Military troops to fill in the gaps for G4S, and G4S is the security group, and they were contracted to provide like 13,000 people or something like that overall, total security and response and this, that, and the other thing, and say that there's a good number of them that now are supposed to be filled by military, and says this particular story, this is the 50-50 chance explosives could be sneaked into London Olympics. Today, 2012, by RT, RT.com. Despite spending more than £1.5 billion on security, the London Olympics faces a safety crisis after a whistleblower, and this is the guy that I was talking about, maybe they'll name him in here, revealed malpractice at its main contractor, which has created severe security loopholes. A secret source in charge of training security guards for the Games told UK channel Sky News that recruits are given completely insufficient, that's a quote, training, and failed to conduct body searches or operate scanners. He also noted that despite the low standard of recruits, the company operates a no-fail, that's in quotes, policy, and anyone who attends is certified to provide safety at the Olympics. So in other words, they contracted to hire so many safety personnel, security personnel for the Olympics, that they're just taking anybody they can get, any idiot in off the street. And that has been the contention. This story is up there, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. You can follow along with it. It's an ongoing story. The Olympics are next month, and there, you know, we talked about 9/11. We talked about the TSA in the last couple of days, and it's all in relation to what's going on really in the UK and the whole Olympics thing, and the notion that there's huge talk about a false flag event and probably something along the lines of bioterror or small, blow up one little thing here, one little thing there. London is a heart of the New World Order. It's one of the three cities that's at the heart of the control power for the New World Order, so they won't do anything massive to it. They're not going to wipe themselves out, but they might, you know, knock a couple, two, three towers down. They might do something like that. There's not any real towers in London, not really. I've been in London. Up on MileHighLibertyRadio.com, Army is getting rid of NASCAR. They've decided to stop funding their racing. And this one, I put this up there because I thought it was interesting. I want to know why. And we'll ask about it and talk about it. I'll re-ask the question when we come back on Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we're here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, talking about solutions. And today, Anthony LaRocca is in the studio with me, and we've been talking about kind of his life and his experience because it fits really well. It's exactly what this show is all about. Anthony right now is just like many of us, looking at many of us from day to day. We're all on our own journey. But looking for his place in the liberty movement, looking for his place in life, we're all doing these things on a day-to-day. Some of us have more stable parts of our lives. Some of us are married and have children and things like that that ground us in other ways. But we still have our own individual sort of knowledge and awakening journey going on. And Anthony's been sharing his a little bit with us. And he mentioned one of my favorite movies to me when we went to the break. We're just chatting, you know. He mentioned one of my favorite movies, and that's Freedom to Fascism with Aaron Russo, the great Aaron Russo, amazing man. I don't know if you like the movie Mannequin. Is that the
Trading Places?
Yeah. Is that that one? Okay, that's a good one. Trading Places, really, because that's the one with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, and they switch places. Dan Aykroyd is a rich guy, and Eddie Murphy's a poor, he's a scam artist is what he is. He's on the street pretending to be a bum, scamming people. He doesn't walk. That's his big scam, is he doesn't walk. He's always getting harassed by the police. And one day he begs some money from a couple of rich white guys, the New World Order, the elitists, the big scumbag bankers on Wall Street, those guys. Two wonderful characters, in fact, just beautiful, wonderful characters, two great actors. I'd be damned if I can remember the names off the top of my head. But, of course, they place a bet between each other for $1 to ruin the white guy, Dan Aykroyd's life, and send him out into the street. And the bet is, of course, that they can make the black guy, the bum on the street, into a rich man, and they can put any person in that position. And that's the trading places part of it. And they make them trade places, and they ruin the one guy's life. And then they try to put it all right, and they frame Eddie Murphy. And it's a wonderful movie, Trading Places. So I guess I was going to be wrong in calling Aaron Russo out on some of his Hollywood movies. But Freedom to Fascism was a fantastic movie, and it basically came about where Aaron said, found out one day that he didn't have to pay taxes, or that a lot of us don't have to pay taxes. He did. He's a businessman. There might have been some argument. We've talked about it before. We won't go too deep into it. But Aaron found out that there's no place in the tax code that defines income. There's nothing that says that normal people like you and I actually have to pay taxes generally. What we work for, our wages, we exchange our labor directly for our return. So that's your favorite movie.
Well,
it's right up there.
Well, that's the one I saw right after Loose Change, so that woke me up to the government is absolutely working against us. There's no reason I hear the music.
Is it? Oh, yeah. It's back there in the background. That's cool. All right. Well, we'll ask about it. We'll finish talking about Freedom to Fascism when we come back, and then we'll get into some more of this news. Anthony LaRocca is with us. He's a local activist and a people, a real people, and an artist and a musician and a good all-around guy. And he'll be joining us when we come back on Mile High Liberty Radio.